Tuesday, February 17th, 2009. My name is Mayor Scott Smith. As always, it's a privilege and an honor to conduct this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Pastor Tommy Foster of the Harmony Community Baptist Church. After the invocation, Councilmember Dave Richens will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please stand for both the invocation and the pledge?
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you're the shepherd of life. We thank you for our great nation, the United States of America. We pray for our president. We pray for all the leaders of our nation. We pray for those who are in our military, who are scattered and sprinkled all around the world. We pray for those who are struggling in our city and in our nation due to the economic crisis. We pray that you would be with our city of Mesa. We thank you for our leaders in this city. And we pray that as they seek your divine wisdom, that you would guide them in making wise decisions for our city. We thank you for the blessings of life. For this we pray in the name of God Almighty. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Reverend, for Pastor Foster and Councilmember Richens. The first item on our agenda is the take action on the consent agenda. Mr. Christopher?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Future for Kids one-day event, February 28th. Item 3B, act on new beer and wine store license for Smart and Final, 60 South Stapley Drive. Item 3C, act on new beer and wine store license for Valero in the Zone 1, 1959 East Broadway Road. Item 3D, act on new restaurant license for Diamond Sports Grill, 161 North Centennial Way. Item 3E, act on new restaurant license for Martinelli's, 223 East Brown Road. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase 4 handheld thermal imaging cameras and accessories. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase replacement breathing air station. This purchase is quality of life funded. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement hydraulic cylinders. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase LED traffic signal heads and pedestrian signals. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase 69 kV transmission poles and hardware. Item 4F, act on contract for residential and commercial multi-jet water meters. Item 4G, act on contract for Gilbert Road and University Drive reconstruction. Funding is available from the adopted fiscal year 08-09 Street General Obligation Bond Program. Item 4H, act on contract for Communications Building Site Security Phase 2 Project, 161 East 6th Place. Funding is available from an Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant. Item 4I, act on contract for Police Department Main Station Site Security, 130 North Robeson, $189,310. Funding is available from an Arizona Department of Homeland Security grant. Item 4J, act on contract for CAP Water Treatment Plant Noise Mitigation Walls, 7750 East Brown Road. Funding is available from the approved fiscal year 08-09 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 5A, act on resolution vacating street right-of-way at 400 block of West 10th Place. Item 5B, act on resolution granting irrigation easement to Salt River Project at 1800 to 2200 block of East University Drive. Item 5C, act on resolution granting aerial and ground easements to Salt River Project at 1800 to 2200 block of East University Drive. Item 5D, act on resolution assigning aerial easements to Salt River Project, East Power Road, from Adobe to McKellops. Item 5E, act on resolution granting a power distribution easement to Salt River Project at 4911 East Falcon Drive. Item 5F, act on resolution reapproving White Mountain Apache Tribe Water Rights Quantification Agreement. Item 5G, act on resolution approving an amendment to lease agreement and other related declarations, certificates for Falcon 7 development. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for March 2nd, amending various sections of Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending sections 11-1-6, 11-4-3, and 11-17-6 of zoning ordinance. This amendment applies to parcels in excess of 20 acres. Item 7B, act on ordinance A08-07, annexing land south of University Drive and east of Higley Road. Item 10, assigned delinquent accounts to collection services, $755,879. Item 11A, act on subdivision plat, map of dedication for Saguaro View Estates, 7343 East Hermosa Vista Drive. Item 11B, act on subdivision plat, Main Street Plaza, 6233 East Main Street. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Ms. Crockett, are there any requests from citizens present to remove an item from the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Do any council members wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? If not, I have a motion from Councilmember Summers to approve the consent agenda, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any further discussion? If not, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item number 8A. And Ms. Spinner, can we vote on 8A and 8B at the same time, or do we need to vote on those separately?
Mayor, you could vote on them together if that's the council's way.
Well, if we have no problems with that, we'll consider them as one, not as one item, but take them with one vote. Okay, 8A is to take action on ordinance modifying the terms and conditions for the sale of utilities relating to the modifications to the annexation property, and 8B is to take action on a resolution approving annexation guidelines to establish standards and procedures for annexation of property into the Mesa corporate limits. I have a motion by Councilmember Richens to approve items 8A and 8B, and a second by the Vice Mayor Jones. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Just brief comments consistent with my earlier positions on this issue. I will not support these two items. I appreciate the work that staff has done to produce this recommendation, as well as the work of our council committee on this. But I think that the prior guidelines creating a bright line in terms of utility service to get it, you need to annex into the city. I think that is a wiser policy in terms of just ease of administration for staff, for council, because this is an issue that we've grappled with throughout the years forever, and we always have the difficult cases that come before our committee and council for people who want utility service but don't necessarily want annexation. So I think the prior policy is a better choice, but I also acknowledge the work that's been done in this that is a substantial improvement from what we've done throughout the years. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any other comments from council members? If not, please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative, with Councilmember Summers and Councilmember Kavanaugh voting nay. The motions 8A and 8B pass. The next item on the agenda is item 9A, take action on ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 7 of the Mesa City Code relating to the definition of secondhand dealers and requirements associated with that. I have a motion to approve of Councilmember Summers, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Do we have any comments or discussion? Councilmember Fenter.
Mayor, thank you. I'm going to be opposing this. Appreciate all the good work that staff has put into this effort. I think there is a better way to do this. My opposition is to that portion of this ordinance that would extend our regulatory arm into the secondhand stores. I feel like there was some opportunity there to be able to do some outreach and education before we took that step. I appreciate that I am supportive of the portion that says that we ought to do cost recovery, and that the plan that was originally brought to the council by the police staff, I was supportive of that, and I'm concerned it kind of got muddied up as the process went, so I won't be supporting this, sir.
Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll try to be brief. I appreciate those comments, and I support them under normal circumstances, but when you read the paper today, the Arizona Republic had a concern by the police department about the uptick in drug-related crimes and drug use and methamphetamines and specifically. My concern is if we're going to pass an ordinance for pawn shops, then we should be fair about the reason. And if the reason is for better tracking and concern over items that are stolen out of our garages, our cars, automobiles, and our homes, then that the problem with this is that there would be the possibility that certain secondhand dealers would be included in that. Indeed, Phoenix had passed a similar ordinance, and that's why I recommend we take a look at it. That said, this is not all secondhand dealers has been reported. This doesn't include your favorite bookstore. This does not include charitable 401c3s. This is specifically for an exchange of cash so that somebody can't take a, and it's only certain items over certain value as well. You can't take a computer to either a pawn shop or a secondhand dealer who could scoot under it, under the law, because they're not technically a pawn shop, and they could, you could sell that item there for money, drug monies potentially. So that's why I wanted to look. On the other hand, we also know that you're not going to steal an item and donate it to Salvation Army, so there was no reason to be a burden to them. So we have kept this very narrow in targeting our efforts in targeting to reduce crime and hopefully prevent them. So I'm confident with the system. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember. Any other comments? I am not going to be supporting this, and it's not that I don't support the actions of the police or the pawn shop portion of this. I think that government should be very careful when they expand their regulatory reach, and it should be done only when there is a clear, defined need to do that. And I'm not convinced that with the secondhand stores there is a clear and defined need. In fact, I sort of think that this is, rather than restricting and carrying back the government reach, I think this is an ordinance in search of a problem. And I think whenever we have that, we need to be very, very careful. And I just don't feel comfortable with the fact that we have a problem, a potential, but can't seem to put a handle on ordinary transactions through secondhand stores that have been identified and connected to the level of criminal activity that we have a history of with the pawn industry. And I think the way that the pawn industry is set up recognizes that fact. The way that secondhand stores are set up as it relates to specific items of high value and specific nature, which is already covered by state law, and I would have no problem if we were expanding our reach to ensure that state law was being followed as it relates to those items. But I think we went beyond that, and like I said, I think that's overstepping what I believe is prudent for government to be doing. And so I'm not going to be supporting any of these three items for that purpose. So, any other comments? If not, please vote. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative with Councilmember Fenter and the mayor, that's me, voting nay. The motion passes. Item 9B is to take action on an ordinance amending Title 5, Chapter 7 for the same reason items as it relates to pawn shops and secondhand dealers. I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Richens. Any discussions on this? Councilmember Higgins.
Yes, Mayor, don't we have to choose an alternative, 1, 2, or 3 in this?
No, it's implementing all three.
All three, excuse me, Mayor and Council, the items 9A, 9B, 9C are all needed to be approved.
Sorry. Thank you.
Because they all relate to a different part of setting up the ordinance, setting up the fee, and setting out the code. Maybe you can explain it more.
Yeah. Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, 9A sets out the definition of secondhand stores that, and the reporting process. 9B establishes the mechanism for setting a fee, and then 9C is the resolution actually establishing the fee.
The fee.
Well, then, I just have a question. When you read alternative 3, it actually says do not implement any fees. Oh, no. I'm on actually in the page 4.
You can actually, if you take no action, you can have the definition of a pawn shop in 9A and the reporting requirements, and then both pawn shops and secondhand dealers would be required to report according to the ordinance that's been adopted, but there would be no fee established. This sets in place the ordinance allowing the council to set the fee if the council wants to recover the cost to the city for processing the reports and also investigating if necessary, and 9C establishes the fee.
But all the items, Mayor and Council, that are before you are not covering alternative three. They're based on the recommendation that
right. Early. And so, once again, 9A defines secondhand. 9B gives us the regulatory right to go in and charge a fee to both secondhand and the pawn shops. Item 9C actually imposes that fee. So theoretically, you could approve 9A and then not charge a fee on it, and you'd vote no on 9B. Or if you wanted to empower us as a city to vote to impose the fee, but didn't want to impose a fee right now, you'd vote no on 9C. Whereas right now, a vote yes defines, gives power, and then implements the fee. That would be a yes vote on all three. Is that an accurate description?
That's correct, Mayor.
You can vote on any one of those no, and if any one of those, well, 9A's already passed, but 9B or 9C fails, then we would have a definition, but we would have no power to implement the fee. And if 9C failed, we'd have the power to implement, but the fee would be basically zero. Okay, is that also accurate?
That's okay. Correct, Mayor.
All right. So 9B, we have a motion to approve, as I said, by Councilman Kavanaugh, second by Councilmember Richens. All opposed. please vote. Oh, I need to recast. I'm sorry. Okay, please vote again. Okay. Okay, now recast. Sorry about that. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative with Councilmember Finter and the mayor voting nay. The motion passes. Item 9C is to take action. I think we've adequately explained what 9C does. It imposes the fee. And so we have a motion by Councilmember Richens, a second by Vice Mayor Jones. Any discussion on this item? Please vote. And what a shocker. The vote is 5-2 in the affirmative with Councilmember Finter and the mayor voting nay. The motion passes. Ms. Crocker, is there any request to speak from my citizens present?
No requests, Mayor.
We have a motion to adjourn, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much.